Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory. Hey, chickens. I didn't get through it. the first episode of The End of Time. So we could be here for quite forever. I'm in the main theory dome control room again. Last week I was in the secondary control room. which is the one with the shaving mirror on and all the wood paneling, which is why it sounds so echoey in there. Don't even ask. It's a very strange thing. Anyway. So last week there were probably, you might have noticed, there were some planes going over. I had to cut out a lot of plane noises. The vacuuming upstairs that I thought was regeneration. anyway, we shall continue The End of Time. Last we left it, the Doctor was freaking out when he realised that the Vinvoce machine would fix an entire planet with the medical template. So the Doctor went bolting off down corridors. Naismith, which is David Harewood's character, says it's time for the president's address because he's fixing the recession. Trinity Wells is announcing it. I love Trinity Wells. She's amazing. You know what was weird? I watched all the making ofs, like the Doctor Who confidentials, like associated with these two episodes. And it was a little strange because Russell T. Davies is like, he apparently wrote a scene where the Doctor meets Trinity Wells and said he had to cut it out for time. And I'm like, really? There's a lot of other things could have come. I think it was more that it was just tonally a bit odd. And so he left it there for the next Doctor to meet Trinity Wells. And then she never came back to the show. I mean, she ended up in Big Finish, which I always used to think that Big Finish was where when Stephen Moffat said, yeah, I'm not using those people anymore, and so you can have them. And because, you know, anyone who turned up in Big Finish was never in the show again. Although, you know, Chibnall didn't care about that. He was bringing them all back. Trinity Wells, the newsreader, the American newsreader. We love her. she had her own episode of the Captain Jack Show. It's very strange. So Trinity Wells announces the President Obama. We see him from behind because it's not really him. Walking into the press room at the White House, which just looks like a function room at a really cheap motel. you know those function rooms you go into and they can be organized many ways. There's always a bag of Mentos on the table, or a bowl of Mentos. Anyway, that's the White House press room. It doesn't look like the real one. It certainly doesn't look like the one from the West Wing. Anyway, it's the White House press room of Doctor Who. So the Doctor runs into the main room with the dome and the Sparky Arch. Sparky Arch. What a fun name that is. It's my new drag name. Hi, I'm Sparky Arch. This is why this episode has taken so long, because I distract myself. So the Doctor runs into the main dome room and says, turn the gate off right now. And all the guards aim guns at him. And the Doctor's like, don't let him near that device. And the Master says, like that was ever going to happen. At which point he bursts out of his straitjacket. It just rips straight off him. And he does his Superman zappy hands thing and jumps into the gate. And the Doctor's like, deactivate it, deactivate it. But it's a bit like, because Naismith says, he's inside my head. And the Doctor's like, get out of there. And the Master zaps a big fireball at the Doctor, at which point Wilf comes into the room from a secret door and says, I can see a face. And the Master's laughing. Trinity Wells is on the telly going, something's wrong. It's affecting the President. And the Doctor can't turn it off because the Master has locked it. Oh, not the old deadlock seal. That was a bit of nonsense. The Doctor goes into the glass booth and drags Wilf into the other one. Then he fiddles with some levels and the Master is disappearing from Wilf's mind. The Doctor's got some sort of radiation balance going on. The Doctor tells Wilf to press the button so he can get out. So the Doctor runs out and the Master says, 50 seconds and counting. And downstairs, the cactus people are freaking out, but they say it isn't affecting them. And the man one says, well, you know, old mate's at the template for humans. Then a phone's ringing. Wilf goes to answer it, but accidentally pulls out his gun and puts the gun back in while the Doctor runs from computer to computer trying to work out something. Wilf answers the phone and it's Donna, who says there's something wrong with Mum and Sean, at which point Winston calls Wilf, and so he puts Donna on hold. Winston was the old guy at the back of the bus. The bus with Minnie the Menace, Winston, all their old mates. You know, the glittery bus with the Movember mustache. It didn't have a Movember mustache. and Winston's like, I remember that face from the dreams. And he's at a block of flats that looks suspiciously like the Powell estate. He's at a block of flats and in the courtyard, a whole bunch of people are standing down there freaking out. And the Doctor asks the Master what he's doing. Is it hypnotism? Is it mind control? The Master's like cackling. He's like, oh, that's way too easy. He goes, they're not going to think like me. They're going to become me. And then there's a huge pulse from the machine that goes over the whole world. And his face starts rapidly wobbling from side to side. And then so does Sylvia and Sean's while Donna's on the phone to Wilf. Trinity Wells and the President, they're all like waggling their heads from side to side. All the people in the flats, Naismith and his daughter. And the Doctor's like, you can't have. Then Sylvia and Sean, right in front of Donna, have turned into the Master. And Donna realizes it's like something that's happened before, and she starts to remember. Oh, she remembers Davros and the Rachnos, the Vashta Narada, the Big Wasp at Agatha Christie's house, the blobby inside of a Dalek Enid. Oh, is that Dalek Sek or one of those? Which was the one that was talking to her that could tell the future and had gone mad? She remembers a Pyrovile and Adipose and Ood, and then her mind starts burning. Oh no, poor Donna. The President turns into the Master, as does everyone else. President Obama is now the Master. The whole press room at the White House, they all become the Master. And the Master's like, oh, the financial solution for the recession. And then, whoop, deleted. Oh no. And then he tells the Doctor there is no human race anymore. There is only the Master race. Oh. Well, this was a pun in search of a plot. Like, I wonder if this is one of those ones where which came first, the pun or the storyline? Everyone's laughing, and then Timothy Dalton comes on again and says, "So it came to pass that on that Christmas day, the human race ceased to exist, and that the Master had no concept. It was more than humanity's end. It was the day the Time Lords return." At which point we see that Timothy Dalton is a Time Lord. He's on Gallifrey. He's flanked by a bunch of other Time Lords in their big Time Lordy collars. Timothy Dalton doesn't have to wear one because he's, you know, Timothy Dalton. Like, you don't put James Bond in a big Time Lord collar. That would be weird. but he's declaring that this is the end of time itself. Ta-da! And that's the end of the episode. Then the credits roll. And I think there is a next time, but it's after the credits. So it's like, you know, if you don't want to have a spoiler, you can wait. I was on 13 years ago. So if you haven't seen it, like the spoiler trailer is probably not going to help you. but, oh, like what a crazy amount of guest stars. Like Bernard Cribbins as a companion, John Sim, the Master, Timothy Dalton, as old mate boss of Gallifrey, like an actual James Bond. Like that is some heavy duty guest star. Timothy Dalton was in The Crown recently and he played the most adorable character. Like I just, had scenes with, Leslie Manville who plays, Princess Margaret. I mean, I'm really into The Crown. I know, you know, the Murdoch papers are telling me not to be into it, but, hey, I enjoy what I enjoy, all right? I won't be told by Rupert Murdoch what I want to like and what I don't want to like. so that is the end of The End of Time, part one. I would love to know what you think about it, your thoughts, your theories. You can email theory@adamrichard.com.au. I won't get onto it until after I've got to the end of part two. But, yeah, if you want to give me your thoughts on the entire spectacle, the whole two episodes, that would be great also. So, yes, I really want to know how you feel about it if you've watched it, for the first time in 13 years.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.